This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of the broadcast. As we continue to have lots of fun, joining us in this hour is one of our regular contributors. He's an ASE certified mechanic, and he's also a field reporter for the show, sometimes sub-host with a along with our good friend down in Alabama, Motor Mike Wallace, and Mark Evans share the airwaves from time to time to help me out in the past year or so when I've been having some health problems. But we always enjoy having Mark on the show, and he's an ASE certified mechanic. So here's your chance. If there's something wrong with your car and would like a free over-the-air diagnostic check, we can help you out at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's go to Idaho right now. He's been on the road a little bit of late. We'll find out where, but he's back home, and he joins us from his beautiful garage studio. Hello there, Mark. How you doing?
Well, hi, Bob. Hey, good to be with you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Haven't been with you and the listeners since the new year started, 2019. Kind of scary, but 19 years past the year 2000. Wow.
Yeah, I know it is scary. It seems like yesterday. I'm glad to hear I'm not the only one that feels that way.
I'm still writing, I think, on my checks. 1997.
But I know.
And that tells you how old I am, too, if I'm still writing checks.
That's true.
You know? Anyway, yeah, my wife and I were talking about that here the other day, about how you and I, you know, how we grew up, black and white television with an antenna, and had to adjust it, and no cell phones. It just goes on and on and on. All things that today's my kids are living with, and they just take it for granted. And you saw a lot of books in people's living rooms on the coffee table because we did a lot of reading, you know, back
in
the day.
Exactly.
But, it's good. Congratulations to the Rams, too, Bob. They just won the football game.
Oh, that's great. Now we have the Patriots and the Chiefs, so we shall see that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Been out in the garage shop here, here today, helping my son. He's putting a water pump clutch pad on his vehicle, and so the mechanic's job's never done, Bob. We always have to constantly, and if we're not working on somebody's car, we got to work on our own sometimes. So
Got
to have the TV on and all that. Got the radio on too. Sometimes the same TV's on, but the sound's off and the radio's on, so we can stay in tune with everything, you know.
That makes plenty of sense. I know recently you took a little vacation. Whereabouts did you travel this time?
We've been lucky here in Idaho. There's no winter. We started off the winter in some cold weather. So we snuck out of here and went down to Arizona and did some car stuff down in Arizona, looking at some cars and everything, and enjoyed that time in the warm weather. And then here lately we were over in Long Beach, California, and had the opportunity. I got away from the car word, and Amy and I kind of got away from the car and the automotive word, and did the tour in the Queen Mary down there at Long Beach.
Oh,
and,
fantastic!
Got to do the tour and see that. And of course, the Long Beach Grand Prix, you know, of course it wasn't on, but I'm gonna plan to go back and watch that when they race those Indianapolis 500 cars, you know, of course, through the streets of Long Beach. And that's very exciting. Have you ever been down to Long Beach area?
I've been through there. I haven't spent a lot of time. Chris Walton, who is back with Motor Trend after going to Edmonds for a few years. He's the test driver for Motor Trend, kind of a race car driver in-house. And he lives in Long Beach, and I used to hear it's a good place to live when I had thoughts of living in California, and a lot of the press vehicles are stored in the Long Beach area. And
yeah,
you, since my last name is Long, they should give me a real estate buy at least, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's just about 50% off, you know?
Exactly.
But nice town, you know, nice little town. Of course,
oh, yeah,
you and I have been real close to the Long Beach. You know, 405 is just north,
yep,
of it. And Anaheim and L.A. and of course, Irvine, south there. But
yep,
nice little town. They got a lot of history. Of course, it's one of the largest U.S. ports for the containers, the China products to come in. So, but they've organized it correctly where all those containers are over in this one area, you know, and then you got the city over in another area. So, but yeah, we had a nice time down there and sucked in some of the warm weather, man. And I'm getting that way in the older age. We like to go down in the, go where it's warmer, you know, and get out of the snow here. But we've been 45 and 50 degrees here this winter. So it's kind of nice, you know. It changes up the car repair aspect, you know. You don't, cold weather, actually, no matter what, whatever type of territory we all live in, the cold weather wipes out a lot of parts and pieces. One's batteries, one's heater cores, one's radiator. You know, clutch fans do go out when it's cold and cold out. So I've had a lot of calls on clutch fans. And that's exactly what my son's doing today, just on his vehicle. Thermostats, you know, everybody's, when it's cold, everybody's, you know, how come my heater isn't blowing hot air? What do I need? Should I just stuff another piece of cardboard up in front of my radiator? And that's a big no-no. Don't want to do that. But, and then, you know, of course, like you and I have always talked, the Four Seasons, we have it here in Boise, but being in our world, all the area that we cover, where there's somebody listening at all times, it's in a different weather pattern than the next guy, you know?
And yeah. No.
So overall, you know, that's why I like sharing with people. It's, you know, we got to keep the tires alive. We got to keep good oil in it. We got to keep good air filter in it. Fuel filter, transmission filter is got to be good all the time, no matter what weather channel you're in, you know. But the today's cars, they, you know, the products, the parts, the pieces, they just last a lot longer. And you know, Bob, the average, you know, talking earlier about how old we are and what we've done and all, and the types of cars that, you know, we grew up with, our parents were driving, and the types of cars you and I drove compared to the cars today, it gets to the point where no one's really fixing the cars because they're really not braking like they used to. We don't, as mechanics, shops aren't replacing a lot of the parts and pieces like we used to all the time. We don't even grease them anymore, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, the average ticket price used to be, average ticket price for a shop back in the day, back in the 80s, where it was based upon our surveys we have to take, you know, you're $150 back in the late 80s. And today, the average ticket price, it just came out, it's like $450.
Ooh.
And so, if you don't maintain your car, in that aspect, use your senses, the sight, the smell, the ears, if you hear something, stop. And I use my son as an example. He changed his own oil, started it up, and he heard a noise. So he hollered at Dad. And I said, well, what's the sound like? And he says, well, I don't know. Well, there you go. Well, you got to have somebody that's been there, done that. And he drives it over, and I put my ear to it. Didn't take me a second. First thing I said was, well, that's your water pump making a noise. He says, well, it doesn't have the normal water pump rattle. I said, no, but pop your hood, and I'll show you. The noise you're hearing is the serpentine belt not in its grooves as tight as it should be, which causes the belt to make a really weird, odd sound, all because the water pump bearing's gone.
Wow. Great diagnostic work as usual. Mark Evans is with us, so give us a call at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNlife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're getting a few emails filtering in here for Mark Evans, our ASC certified technician, also field producer for the show and substitute host, along with Motor Mike Wallace from time to time. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we're talking about the prices of repairs and some winter repairs. And Mark was just telling us a story of his son's vehicle having a problem with a water pump, which has dominated his day today. Have you been looking at any of the auctions on TV? Have you been checking out Mecum down here in Florida or Barrett Jackson? Have you checked anything out in the last few days?
Oh, well, I was gonna say when we come back, there's three words we need to say, and it's Barrett Jackson, baby. Or should I say Barrett Jackson Cash?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've got had the TV on and watching it. You know, it's addicting. I can't. That's how you tell, I guess, Bob, when a person has maybe no blood in their system, but maybe oil. I get hooked. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry to say it, but this auction word is kind of like drugs for me. I get hooked and I can't get away from the TV.
Yep.
I mean, the highlights and stuff is amazing. I was kind of blown away here Friday. I don't know if you had a chance to see it or not. When the camera kind of was, showing the crowd and all. And what the heck is going on? Oh, Craig, as you and I know him and we've interviewed him and all. Here's Craig in the crowd looking up at the auction block desk where he's usually standing. I'm going, what? What the heck's going on? You know, he's standing back and looking at his business, I guess. No. Did you see that where he was bidding on a car?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. That must have been great.
Yeah, he was out there in the crowd bidding on a car. And, of course, I'll share this with you, the car that he ended up buying. And it is a 2020 Mustang Shelby GT500.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that something? And first off, it hit me when that rolled up. I'm going, wait a minute. That's a Mustang, but that's not a style and a view that I've ever seen in a Mustang. What year is that? You know, come on. And then, oh, Joe, the auctioneer man, you know, of course, said this is a 2020 Mustang Shelby GT500. What? And next thing you know, here's Craig out in the crowd. I'm going, uh-oh, and there he goes. He didn't raise his hand. He just nodded his head. But he ended up buying it. He was the highest bidder. And on the positive side of that, he bought that for $1.1 million, and it went to a charity. It's the... Oh, gosh, what was it called? The GDRF Children.
Yep.
Charity. So he ended up with the car, but he ended up giving the money, all of it, to a charity, which was awesome.
Yeah, it's the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And this, of course, has been one of Edsel Ford's great passions, is supporting that charity. So Ford donated the car. All the proceeds will go to the charity, and Craig got himself a nice new ride to add to his collection. That vehicle was just unveiled literally 2 weeks
Detroit?
Ago today. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't go on sale until the summer. They haven't officially announced the horsepower, but it is the most powerful from the factory Mustang, because, you know, there have been tuners like Roush and Steve Saline, and even the Shelby folks in Vegas have turned out some special edition Mustangs. But from the factory, this is going to put out more than 700 horsepower, and it's going to have a dual clutch gearbox. So it's the first time that we're seeing a two-pedal car instead of a three-pedal car. It's an automatic transmission. It's actually a manual transmission, but it shifts faster than any human could possibly shift it manually. But that's a great story, Mark.
You know, and with that said, too, Bob, you're talking about the double clutch, and a lot of people might not, you know, everybody's heard about the clutch, but I'm going to put it right where it is, man. These Ford Focuses out there, they have automatics in them.
Mm-hmm.
They have also a clutch, one single clutch, and that clutch is basically looks just like a manual clutch. And so it's very responsive, it's very positive, and hang on sloopy feel for sure. But as a mechanic, Bob, I'll tell you, it sure fills my wallet full of money.
So yeah, this is a technology that very much has been, you know, they used to call them, there have been many different names, you know, automated manuals, direct DCTs.
When you pull them out, they look like basically an automatic transmission already has all of them from way back when, started with the word torque converter, fluids in it, the whole bit, all that. But when you take that torque converter out and they put these clutches in there like that, it's positive, direct, instantly. And, you know, Ken Block loves those, of course, because he drifts, and it's more positive. And it is. It's a wild ride. I love, once I get done doing a Ford Focus, there's a lot of them that go out. And so it keeps us busy. But, oh, I love that test drive when I get done, Bob. Did you see the Toyota Supra that had came out and they unveiled it there at Barrett and sold it?
No, I didn't realize that they did that at Barrett, but it was unveiled at Detroit, same as the Shelby, so 2 weeks ago today. And that's got quite an interesting story that goes along with it. We've seen Toyota collaborate with another Japanese manufacturer before on a sports car called, originally it was a Scion, but now it's known as the Toyota B6, and it shares its platform with the Subaru BRZ. It's the only rear-wheel drive front engine vehicle from either manufacturer. But this time around, the underpinnings of that Supra were developed with BMW. That is basically the BMW Z4 convertible in coupe form, of course, with a totally different engine. The BMW has twin turbos, and then we've got Toyota with their inline six-cylinder engine. I believe it also has two turbos, but the return of the Supra, which is kind of fun. So they auction one of those off for charity as well?
Yeah, the very first one they did. $2.1 million is what they got, and I like the VIN number.
Oh, my God.
It's a 2020, and the VIN number is 2021.
That's very good. We're going to talk more about Barrett Jackson. I'll tell you a little inside scoop on the other side. And don't forget, we got some questions here for Mark, but we'll take your telephone calls first at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government shutdown talks remain stalled after the president suggested a solution and the Democrats refused it. The president wants full money for his border wall in exchange for a temporary stop to some immigration enforcement. Vice President Pence was helping push the deal on CBS's Face the Nation.
We believe it provides a framework for ending this impasse, securing our border, and reopening government.
Pence showed they wanted to cooperate.
We recognize the legislative process is a process of give and take. The Democrats want to bring amendments or recommendations forward. I know the president will give them due consideration.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says,
we have three words to the president. Open the government.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's planning to bring up legislation this week to reopen the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Kevin Lutzman with Mark Evans here on Auto World, AAC certified technician, producer for the show, goes out on the road with me from time to time, and is a fill-in along with Motor Mike Wallace from myself from time to time. And we're talking about Barrett Jackson, and I missed the auctioning off of the first Toyota Supra, the return of the Supra. The last generation of the Supra really became evidently a cult favorite among certain folks who like the tuner cars, and they were fetching a lot of money in recent years. But I'm sure this vehicle, I know the base sticker price on it is $49,000, but I bet you that's just the beginning, Mark. It probably can quickly rise in price.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, overall, looking at the car, too, Bob, it reminds me of the old Supra. So they, kind of brought some of the hints back from the yesteryears, and that, which is good. But today's world is definitely, for all of us out there, what a time to be buying cars at the dealers. The horsepower, the comfort, the torque, the colors, and this—that's another thing. You know, I'm kind of excited. I don't know what your opinion about it is, but these matte finishes anymore? No more shine. You know?
Yes.
I kind of, I've got some old cars, and some are shiny with paint, and then I've got one of them is the old '57 Chevy pickup half ton, and it's got the original rust on it, got the original paint on it, all faded off. And Bob, it's got the patina, and it's turned black, red, and orange, and I love it. I love it. I don't have to worry about washing it when I go out, you know? it's kind of like you can let your hair down, you know, and just go. Go to a car show or go drive somewhere in this. And, you know, if it's got a little bit of road dirt on it, big deal. And that's, I'm finding out that that's what people or any more of the younger kids are loving that up, man. And these matte finishes, I love it. No gloss. Different style look. This Supra was pretty much a matte finish in a dark gray or silver, you know, and it fits the car. I had a friend back in high school that had the Toyota Celica, the GT model, and and we really thought, you know, all our other friends, including me, we all have these muscle cars that weren't called muscle cars back then, but it's like I was driving my '65 Dodge Coronet around, and my friend's Chevy Chevelle. 68 Chevy Camaro, Rally Sport, had a friend that had a black with white stripes, Z28. This was back in high school. They were everyday cars that, you know, we were buying them for $600 and $700.
And so true.
Here he's driving a Toyota Celica. We thought, what are you doing, man? That's foreign.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah.
Talk about different a fast little car. I mean, kind that of a thing
Mustang
was,
fighter for its day.
Yeah, was a bullet. Bullet. Did you hear about the Bumblebee Camaros that sold at Fairfax?
No, tell me all about the Bumblebee Camaros.
The Bumblebee Camaros that they got $500,000. This is a heck of a deal. Four. They're from the Transformer movie. Four of them. And I don't remember who actually bought them, but I got a heck of a deal, $500,000. And this is something for our listeners, too. We're talking these big numbers, Bob, and it was this weekend and started, what, Wednesday, I think, is when he starts the auction now anymore?
Yeah, every year he modifies it.
Last Wednesday, and we decided, even my wife said, you know, it looks like, you know, you can't get away from the TV and you got that auction on again. It looks like, and yeah, you know what? She got hooked too, Bob.
that's great.
I remember the days you and I could walk up there without having to push our way up to the car on the block. And today it looks like, you know, standing room only. But boy, has it changed, because it looks like the only place you want to go to take a car to sell it is at Barrett Jackson because of the dollar amount that they get out of them. And the buyer who buys your car you're selling has to pay 10% buyer's commission fee.
Yeah, that's where Craig's making his money. Wow.
It's not and then the seller, if I take my car there, of course, I have to pay a seller's commission fee.
Yes.
And you know what drives me nuts? I have a friend here that's got a car. He's commissioned me to try to sell it. I did not take it to Barrett Jackson. It's still sitting in Boise, Idaho, and in his garage. It's a 37 Ford sedan delivery. It's actually a hot rod, street rod, built right, built nice. It is a Barrett Jackson quality type of car. But, you know, the owner, he says to me, I said, it needs to go to Barrett Jackson, period. He says, Mark, I cannot. I've got $150,000 in this car, and I cannot take it there because it's no reserve, which means it sells for whatever it gets. And he's afraid that it might not get what he has in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you got to look at. And I just can't see taking one of my cars there for trying to sell it. But boy, it sure does work. I mean, 55 Chevys, 60s cars now are really, really hot. They're getting, the 80, 90, 150,000 for a 60s car. Pontiac Trans Am. I know that a 78, here's one that I wrote down, a 78 Pontiac Firebird coupe. Remember the little two-door coupe?
Sure.
They got 115,000 plus for it.
Was it the Trans Am?
A Pontiac Trans Am, yeah, Firebird Trans Am. Yeah.
The big engine, the 6.6 liter.
Yes. See, that's the thing I got to tip my hat off to, of course, Steve, the president, Craig, and his staff. Where are they finding these cars at to bring to the auction?
Yeah, you know? No, it's true.
That's a It's a crazy thing. Have you ever used Uber yet in your life? Uber?
Yes, I have. Having been put in a situation just this past year of for the first time since the age of 17, I didn't have a car. I went through a number of months like that. So twice I took an Uber once, and I took Lyft, which is their competitor, another time. It was an interesting experience.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's like an independent business anymore. You know, it's kind of neat people can start up their own little business, helping, you know, people get around. A little bit of history. I've had rental cars before.
Sure.
And I think that world's kind of changing because of the Uber and the Lyft. We get dropped off from out of the airport and we fly in. We need a car to get to and from the auction or where we're going to go. Back in 1925, the first rental car was thought of, and it was called the Hertz Drive Yourself car. That was back in 1925. And I think it's really interesting how it's coming. Of course, that was introduced at the New York Auto Show back in 1925. Hertz, of course, became one of the largest rental car companies. But boy, with this Uber and this Lyft to get all of us around, I think that's changing. I know my travels here lately, I sure don't see a lot of the rental car companies with the people standing in line like you and I used to have to do.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Remember those days?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was mandatory, you know, anytime we go to SEMA or any of the big events like Monterey. I mean, there's no way to get around Monterey without your own car.
Absolutely, yeah. And boy, we were spoiled, weren't we, getting all the Bentleys and everything
yes.
that they handed over to us?
I know.
It's crazy.
I'm Donald Osborne, he does classic car stuff with Jay Leno on Jay's Garage. He's the opera singing black gentleman.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about, I'm friends with him on Facebook and friends with him in person as well. I got a little Barrett Jackson scoop for you with Donald Osborne. When we come back on the other side, and we'll get to this couple of questions we've got here. We'll do our best. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Again, telephone calls come first at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining us each and every day at this very same time. I'm Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, one of our regular contributors, ASE certified technician, field producer on the show, sub host, along with Motor Mike Wallace, and overall just great guy. And before the break, we were talking about Barry Jackson. I was just going to share a personal story. Donald Osborne used to live in Connecticut, so I used to see him quite often at New England-based auctions, but he moved to California just a few years ago. And he's the guy that wrote the story in the New York Times called Chasing Classic Cars, and it was the story of Wayne Carini, and from that, a TV producer called up Wayne Carini and said, you know, I just read this article about you and I want to do a TV show. And Wayne Carini, he was like, forget it, you know, I'm not interested. I don't want to do one of those reality shows. And they said, no, no, it'll be different. We'll just follow you around. But anyhow, in recent times, Donald, you know, did Wayne a tremendous favor by writing that article about him. He's a 45-year, a car that he saw 45 years ago as a kid. He chased the car for 45 years before getting this particular, I believe it was a car. But these days, Donald is Jay Leno's on-air person when it comes to classic cars, and Donald's a trained opera singer as well, so Jay plays into that with kind of a singing intro for Donald's weekly segments or episode segments. But anyhow, just to get back to Barrett Jackson, when you and I were going to Barrett Jackson, like you said, we had VIP passes and media passes. We could go up on the block. We could, you know, pretty much have free reign to do everything, but you should see what they have now for VIPs. So you get yourself hooked up with Jay Leno, and on his TV show, Donald Osborne had a VIP platinum credential, which gives him the opportunity to, of course, go up on the block, the ability to bid, the ability to drink at the bar.
Yeah.
and the ultimate, you know, basically free access to anything and everything. So shows you the power of TV.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I hear rumors, Bob, they're going to make the VIP Platinum Gold card, and you get a chance to walk up where Craig Jackson stands and knock him off the block. It's all about money, Bob. It's all about money.
I can see that, definitely. Let's see if we can answer this one question here. It's from Roger in New Hampshire. He's got a 2012 Nissan Altima, and, of course, it has power windows. He said his driver's side power window, now when it's going up, when it gets about 6 or 7 inches from the top, it starts to make a little bit of a noise and kind of wiggles a little bit. It does end up closing, but he's worried that the window is there's something wrong, and eventually he's not going to be able to get that window up or down.
Yeah, that's a simple one, Roger, for a repair. What's going on? The motor is the power window motor in that door is getting ready to go out on you, and when it goes out, it'll just not work at all. So, Bob, he'll end up, that window will go up 3/4 of the way and stop going up, and then you'll be touching, Roger, we'll be touching the button to go up, 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 and you won't hear anything. Here's what you can do, Roger, in case it's, in the middle of the day and it's raining or snowing on you or it's cold or whatever, and you got to get that glass up to get home. All you got to do is basically sit in the driver's seat. This is a little trick, Bob, for everybody that has a power window problem. Roger needs to have the power window replaced, of course, but open the door, keep your finger on the electric button on the up position. While you're keeping your finger on the up button position, slam the door. Now, when you slam the door, what happens is you're jolting the electric power window motor, and it will ignite again and cause that window to go up because your finger is on the button in the up position. The motor's first telltale sign of a power window motor going out is it starts to go slower and slower and slower, the window going up or going down. It never really slows up because the weight of the glass, gravity, causes the glass just to go down anyway, of course. But going up, it just keeps getting slower and slower, and then it starts to shake a little bit or jiggle. The window starts to go, So mm-hmm. Roger's going to have to spend some money to do a power window motor. And it's not something, Bob, I wouldn't recommend people to do that themselves. They can get the door panel off themselves, which a lot of people do, and that's when I end up getting the call because they see all this metal, the metal cross members and stuff there, the facial that's you can't see when you take the door panel off. You can see all that. And you say to yourself, well, wait a minute, I don't even see a motor. Well, that's the whole thing is why I say don't do it yourself, because the motor is riveted into the scissor arm track that the glass is in. And every time I go to do a power window motor, I come out of that job, Bob, every single time with a couple, two, three cuts on each hand. That's how tight metal, shiny little pieces of metal from the bars. It's not the easiest thing to do. So with that said, Roger, you got to get ready to, it's going to be, they're going to charge you probably, truthfully, a good couple hours to do that type of job. So if the shop's $100 an hour, that's $200 just labor. But that's what's happening. And a lot of times, too, I end up, same thing happens in person here at my shop. They come in, my window's down, Mark. It's not going up. I think a fuse is blown. My power motor isn't working in my driver's door. The fuse is blown. No, watch this. I just get in, put my finger on the button, slam the door, and the window goes out. So, and it could. And the reason is because motors, electric motors, have basically an armature with a negative and positive pole in them. And kind of like an engine, you have a thrust side and a relaxed side on a piston. So the cylinder starts to turn egg-shaped because of that. Well, with electric motor, you have a negative and positive pole, and that's what happens. The positive side, which has electrical going through that, gets flat. And so the gap between the wrap that's around the armature, the gap's too wide, and so it can't get the power through anymore. So when you slam the door, you're slamming that sloppiness. You're driving that armature close to the outside wall, causing it to work again. So that's
great.
Glad I could help Roger, because that's helping everybody with power window problems. And today, heck, everybody, well, I don't think anybody has a car with a crank anymore to crank the windows manually, unless it's old.
No, I don't think there's any current manufacturer that offers roll-up windows. There used to be, I mean, just a few years ago, there were some low-end Kias and some other Mitsubishis, but still, there were only a handful of models that had the roll-up windows standard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. For a little bit of money, I mean, you can pick up a really nice car with power everything anymore for $12,000, $15,000. If you look, you'll find a new one for that price, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And everything's power, so.
And years ago, that was a big deal.
I want to put a word out, too. Do you know Keith Martin, Bob?
Of course, yeah, from Sports Car Market, and of course he's done a number of television shows as well.
Yeah, I'm a prayers go out to him. I don't know if you knew this or not, but he had a heart attack.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm going to put a prayer out for him here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple weeks ago, he had a heart attack, and he's in rehab now. As you know, what that's all like, you know. And
yeah.
So he's got that show, What's My Car Worth, that McKeel Haggerty is sponsoring, and I don't know what's going to happen with that now because of what happened with Keith. So
yeah, we'll all depend on the severity of the heart attack and how quickly he bounces back or how he bounces back.
I know he's got oil in his veins, so he'll come back with a vengeance. So
absolutely. But
and
our
on another on a positive note here, and wish Keith and his family, you know, prayers going out to him, wish him well. And another note, I don't know if you know, Billy Gibbons is a narrator now of a TV show.
I did not know that. You had to tell me that. Which show?
Yeah, he's narrating. Billy now is narrating. It's a show on Discovery. It's a shop. These guys have been around for a long time, but they finally, you know, got behind the TV camera, and it's Billy narrating it, which is really, you know, how his voice is, you know, Mark. It's pretty good to do this. Hand-built cars. Hand-built hot rods is what the show's called.
Oh, and of course, that's what he loves more than anything except music, so makes sense. Mark, the hour just flew. Let's do it again real soon in the next few weeks. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Good to be with you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.